Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We there? Are we there? We there? We there? We there? There? Huh? Huh? Hello? I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, dude. What I had to do is, hey, testing 1, 2. We had to goose the master is what we had to do. So, because we had this level problem. A lot of you guys reported on the fact we had a level problem, you know, on the TriCaster. These are just the little things that bother us from day to day, you know. So here we are, and hello. Today is an encore show. I know I said I was not going to do encore shows anymore. This week I need to, because I got to get L-Cut formulated in my head. I got too much shit going on. And we got this fucking thing coming up tonight, as a matter of fact, which is the drawing for the winner of a groovy-ass prize from our merch store. Don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it'll the prize of your choice. How about that? Yeah, you guys are, let me tell you what, you guys are not shy. Last time we did, they're like, yeah, I'll take the bowling shirt, Phil. I know it's $80, but I mean, you said, yeah, I did. So maybe we'll do that again. And then we're going to have, results of the fight, which is between Chef Carl Cedilia. Vote on who you think will win, Chef Carl Cedilia or Rudy Canoza, at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. All right, so I don't want to, I'll leave that for the body of the show. What's it all about? Alfie, is it just for the moment we live? What's it all? Okay. 518. Well, that's what this week is. This is 518. Oh, aren't we a little bit late? Oh, revised bet online copy. Okay. Got you, bro. Got you, brother. Got you. Got it, man. I got it. Okay. So, the 19th of May, 2019. What the hell was happening last year on the 19th of May? Jesus Christ. Had we any idea of what awaited us, huh? Is that Jay Samus behind me? It is. Jay's head looms behind me. We had no idea, man. I just had a pretty good run of about 6 months. Did a bunch of voiceover jobs. I also did some camera stuff. And I was looking forward to the rest of the year. And then we did Midnight Gospel, which was a lot of fun. And then here came 2020. That's the explosion sound effects. Those are the ones I used to do as a kid, so they're the only ones that I have left when I used to play war and, you know. Good God, y'all. What is it good for? Absolutely not. Say it again. War. Good God, y'all. What is it good for? Little tiny kid named Phil can play. All right. Here's a, what? Come on, let's go. All right, good, thank you. What is it good for? Absolutely no. Good God, y'all. All right, it's going to go Archives 2019. And let's see what's in there. There's 2019 is right there, middle of the page. And we're going to go to May 19th. What do we got on May 19th? Anything that we can use? Any kind of shit? Why don't you eat the peanuts out of my shit? Look at this bullshit. It's fucking Sunday. Can you fucking believe this? I haven't gone to a 2019 show yet, bitch. God damn, that's a son of a bitch. How about that, man? All right, 2018 then. Probably have to fuck around with this for the... I don't know why I put this little system in place. It just makes it easier, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe fucking not. There's a heaven above, Alfie. As sure... The 19th, please. 19th is a Saturday? It's a goddamn Saturday. How is it we're going backwards, man? All right, let's go to the 17th then. Here we go fucking again, man. It's one of the reasons why I don't like to do these encore shows anymore. I guess the system ain't working as good as I thought it would. Yeah, it's a great system, Phil, when you don't have to go back 58 years to find a goddamn show that you can use. Look at this. I got news. I got money that says it's going to be, oh, here we go. Phil and General Shaw host a show featuring some classic Milwaukee Lion commercials and a much-requested Bob Bakian traffic marathon. What the fuck is that? Anyway, here's May 19th. And this is back when we were doing the bar, leading up to a bar fight. So, I don't know. This may be cool. This may be groovy. Something even non-believers. Look at this.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, shit. I didn't like that, man. You know, we're a little bit more, I suppose, hipper than a lot of podcasts. I mean, this is a sure top film. Of the line.
Very, sure. Very proud to be in Milwaukee. We were chased of Milwaukee Lions' new beat, Jungle. It was something I'm going to run against the wall. stand yourself to blame.
The fuck is this, man?
Meteorologist John those memories.
What?
The blue cat. Who think that fighter will win, and we will put you in the running for a free download from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now, today's program...
Marathon.
I don't remember doing this show, man.
We begin... And why are you doing that? One that we haven't done in a long
time. Happy vice president, an unhappy female vice president. And I thought to myself, well, I got to get in on this action because it's gold and it's so amazing that nobody's done it before.
Listen today on the Podcast One app or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on podcast1.com.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry. All the voices you're about to hear on this here show are me. Boom. Got it. Did it. Got it. Did it. Boom. Got it. Did it. Boom. All right, man. So that'll be kind of a funky thing, man. I don't remember doing that, but that band said we did it. Man said we did it. We done did it. I don't give a shit. I'll take it, man. Man said we did it. Then we did it, and I'll take it. All right. So that's it for the pre-show. Anyway, well, there isn't a whole lot to be pre-showing here, man. I'd like to highly recommend for your quarantine shutdown, whatever the fuck you're doing, man. Maybe you're out in the world and you're dancing and singing, having fun. You know what I'm saying? And you're not locked inside. You're not watching TV anymore. I am. And I highly recommend the NHL Network. Very entertaining. Great fucking action. Great hitting. You know, if you need a physical sport, hockey is a great sport. I'm tired of football. I got just fucking tired of football. I can go into it, but I won't. You don't want to hear me go into it. And I'm not really... I don't give a fuck about baseball unless I'm watching it live. I love baseball, but But the National Hockey League Channel has all this really great programming, following guys with a cup to their hometown. They're talking, they're doing this at-home trivia game with all the players. Then they've got this, they follow the teams through each season. And they've had specials on this team and that team. And then they're just really great. And then they play back great games like the four-goal comeback by the Flyers against so-and-so. Gretzky's hat-trick night. Another guy's hat-trick night. Another four-goal comeback. Those games are really phenomenal, man. Some of these comeback games, you know. And they've always got some really unique and interesting piece of programming or some special or something. And I think hockey is a game that most Americans especially have not seen from that standpoint. We watch the game, but we haven't seen a lot of the behind the scenes that we do in baseball and football. So I really recommend the NHL channel. Then for your hardcore, news shit, watch headline news, Forensic Files, okay? Don't even watch any fucking news if you want my honest opinion. If you want to read news, man, read it off, your phone for about 5 seconds, then throw your phone in the street and hope, the truck's coming by and just rolls over top. That won't crush your phone because these phones are made very well, but you could at least fantasize. There goes the truck over my phone, and it's still there. All right, so here we go. Today is the 19th of May, and we'll do a lot of, we'll do a promotion here for our bar fight, which is going to be the first quarter final, okay? Now, this is the first quarter final, so that means Margaret's got to fight somebody next up. So this will be the first quarter final. And the next quarterfinal will be next week, and, we'll give it to you. All right.